Step 8, building your systems, the architecture that sustains change. Starting isn't really the hard part. Continuing is. Anyone can be fired up for a week. The people who actually transform their lives figure out how to show up when the fire has died down to embers. This step is about systems, the invisible architecture that keeps you moving when motivation fades and life gets chaotic. Let's get something out of the way. Willpower is not a strategy. It's a limited resource that drains throughout the day. If your plan depends entirely on willpower, one stressful week will collapse the whole thing. The alternative is designing your environment so the right behavior is the easy behavior. The principle is simple. Make what you want to do easier. Make what you don't want to do harder. Want to eat healthier? Don't keep junk food in the house. Want to exercise in the morning? Sleep in your workout clothes. Want to read more? Put a book on your pillow. Want less screen time? Charge your phone in another room. None of these require willpower. They require one decision made in a calm moment that shapes dozens of future decisions automatically. Another powerful technique is habit stacking, attaching a new behavior to something you already do. The formula is simple. After I, existing habit, I will, new habit. After I pour my morning coffee, I will write for 5 minutes. After I sit down at my desk, I will identify my most important task. After I put the kids to bed, I will read for 20 minutes. The existing habit becomes the trigger. You don't have to remember. The behavior is attached to something you already do automatically. Here's a deeper insight. There's a difference between goals and systems. A goal is the result you want. A system is the process that gets you there. Once the direction is set, your energy should go into the system. If you ignored the goal and just ran the system, you'd still get results. But if you ignored the system and just thought about the goal, you'd get nothing. One more thing. Life will disrupt your systems. Travel, illness, emergencies, that's inevitable. What matters is having a reset ritual ready. Acknowledge the disruption without guilt. Do the smallest version of your habit today. Plan tomorrow with one intention and get back on track. The power is in having the steps defined before you need them. What's one environment change you could make today that will make your desired behavior easier?